The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Start spreading.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Monday morning here, the 26th of June. I'm sitting in Janet Cimarelli's palatial office, which she will be attending here today from 2 o'clock until 5 o'clock. So if you have any questions for Janet, please make sure you come down today from 2 to 5, or tomorrow from 11 to 2. Wednesday she is off. But first, let me bring on Janet Cimarelli. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I know you're speaking to us from the studios of WWNN Radio up in Boca Raton.
That is true.
And I know that our illustrious engineer, Mr. Joe Light, is up there with you. So I'm sure that the people listening to the show today will be enamored by the topic that you have chosen to speak about. My question, though, and I guess I neglected to ask that on Saturday when we discussed this, do you think the topic today deals more with women than with men?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, let's get right to it, because I'm looking at 10 different products that we have selected here that people in the feminine category can be very proud to utilize if they are faced with a problem such as we are going to discuss today. And I'm looking at a product from Terry Naturally called Curamen Headache Relief, Biotics product Migranex, Forces of Nature Migraine Pain Management, Nordic Naturals DHA Extra, Life Extension Migra Ease, Source Natural Ultramag, Source Natural Magnesium Serene, a long product that has been in the industry for many years from Health in the Sun called MigraStick Roll-On, Solaraze Feverfew, and Solaraze Butterbur. So without any further delay, Janet, let us get started with the topic.
Okay, sounds like a plan. Just before I get to the discussion at hand, I just want to do very, very briefly discuss the changes with regard to vitamin D, measuring your vitamin D status, following the medical focus of what your vitamin D intake should be, because I've had a couple of questions about it while sitting in my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And so the headline reads, new measurement technique lowers estimated vitamin D, RDA. And so they're talking about making a change of the RDA from 800 to 400 IUs per day. And this is information. This is kind of how it ties into our discussion today. This is information about a scientific meeting of the Endocrine Society in Orlando. And they said that the RDA is easily achievable with a supplement of 400 IUs in the winter. And that based on that information, the bone metabolism unit in the Division of Endocrinology at Creighton University School of Medicine, they've decided that 400 IUs of vitamin D daily is sufficient. And here is what I'm going to say. They're basing their information with regard to vitamin D and its ability to support bone resorption. And that very much plays a role with regard to hormone balance. When there is hormone dysfunction, headaches are often the response to that hormone imbalance, and the hormone disruption may not necessarily allow 400 units of vitamin D to be properly utilized in order to support bone health. So here's the bottom line, the takeaway with regard to vitamin D, and this is to answer so many of the questions that I've had at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center regarding vitamin D. When I recommend that people use 5,000 or even 10,000 IUs per day, it's an audible gasp in the office. And my reasoning has to do with this. There are so many disruptors, hormone disruptors, in our environment and in our diets that vitamin D might not necessarily be properly utilized, and 400 IUs would be woefully inadequate to optimize that whole picture of hormone ability to utilize vitamin D. The more important reason that I am going through this aspect of vitamin D supplementation has to do with your immune system. People using adequate levels of vitamin D and adequate levels intake of vitamin D would reflect in your blood levels being in the range of 60 to 80. When you're below that 60, I don't think the vitamin D is able to do its job. Consequently, 5,000 to 10,000 IUs of vitamin D may very well be necessary in order to optimize how your immune system works. The 400 IUs of vitamin D in an ideal scenario might be perfectly adequate for maintaining bone density. But if you want an optimized ability to fight off all manner of threats to your immune well-being, higher doses of vitamin D. Okay, so what's one of the most frequent reasons for someone to visit their physician? It is among the highest causes of primary care physician visits, and I'm talking about headaches. And it's interesting because there are so many different approaches to overcome something that really has an unfortunate capacity to interfere with our daily well-being, our ability to function and accomplish what we want to accomplish in a day, in order to have the overall sense of well-being, sense of energy, brain function. And for so many people, that well-being can be disrupted because of a common headache. And I say a common headache because they can come on and disrupt our daily routine, and you can't necessarily figure out why I'm dealing with this crushing sensation, this pressure in my head, these pressures in my cheeks. Maybe my vision is being affected. Maybe hearing is even affected. So there are so many different causes for someone to be having headaches on a regular basis. Maybe your neck and shoulders are tight. There's neck strain. Maybe you're holding your phone between your cheek and ear and shoulder, and your neck's always kind of out of alignment. Maybe there's tension, a variety of different sorts of tension, tension at work, tension at home. Maybe you are sensitive to noise and loud noises, or just being exposed to loudness in your environment. That can make your head begin to throb. maybe you're dealing with blood sugar situations. The fluctuation of blood sugar, very often as your blood sugar is dropping, if it's dropping precipitously, if you're really hungry, that can bring on a headache. People who are dealing with depression might be at greater risk of having headaches over the course of the day. And maybe the headache will be just very slight, below the radar, but your head is just not right. Or maybe it's a pounding, throbbing headache that requires you to remove yourself from the environment, to go into a dark room, go where it's quiet, go where it's cooler. Sometimes extreme heat can be a contributing factor, a precipitating factor to a headache. Maybe you didn't sleep very well, or maybe you are a chronic poor sleeper. So that sleep deprivation makes a big change in how well you feel over the course of the day and how vulnerable you might be to developing a headache. So you can have a tension headache. You might have what is diagnosed as a cluster headache. Maybe it's a sinus headache. That's where that vitamin D comes in, because your immune system functioning properly, that sinus headache might not be upon you so easily. Maybe you deal with migraines. Maybe you actually know that your blood sugar stability plays a role in how vulnerable you are to developing a headache. And certainly it could be hormones, certainly pregnancy. Sometimes during pregnancy, women are more vulnerable to developing headaches. Maybe during menopause, there are a variety of different times when hormones can be the factor in developing a headache. I know that it is time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the WWNN studios speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is with us from the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, just 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Plaza. We'll be right back after these messages. Mr. Al Foreman and his team are working very hard to stock the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center with the best supplements, the best beauty care, the best organic groceries. But the best of the best is the prices. EDLP, Everyday Low Prices. We invite you to come and see what we're creating for you, the savvy health food shopper. Come see us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in Margate, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Save-A-Lot prices can't be beat. Come find New Chapter, Garden of Life, Mega Food, Kyolic, Quality of Life, Solgar, Nordic Naturals, Nature's Answer, Vibrant Health, Renew Life, Himalaya, Life Flow, Jarrow Formulas, Emergency, Enzymedica, Assorted Silvers, Skin Care, and Cosmetics. 754-307-1655. Come see us. Come see our fantastic inventory. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is Monday, the 26th of June, and as a quick reminder, the end of June, which is this coming Friday, the 10% discount that we're offering on all the products here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center will be expired. So Friday is the last day to take advantage of the 10% off everything here at Save-A-Lot. Saturday, July 1st, which is this coming Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., we have a great holiday summer fair going on. It'll be going on from the time we open at 9 until we close at 6. And you will have the availability of discussing some of the products that we have here with over 50 of the different manufacturers that produce those products. They will be giving away samples, literature, coupons, taste testing, and a whole host of valuable prizes. There'll be a grand prize drawing at the end of the day for a Fitbit. And we have several other prizes that we'll be drawing throughout the day, giving people the opportunity to win. And you don't have to be here to win. When you fill out the entry card or the entry ticket, make sure you put your name and phone number, so that we can contact you if you are one of the winners. And the winners will be drawn by the different vendors that will be here during the course of the Saturday special holiday fair going on from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. this coming Saturday, July 1st. So please mark it on your calendars, and we look forward to seeing you here and partake of some great festivities that will be going on. Janet, I know you have a lot of great information to share with our listeners about headaches. And I know that you brought up some very good points about how headaches can get started. But I'm sure there are many others that we're going to be discussing.
Certainly are. A whole host of many different natural substances that people can use to either avoid experiencing the headache in the first place, or once they have the headache, what are the things that they can do to minimize the discomfort? And that whole list of products that you have available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, very comprehensive. And certainly if there are individuals out there who say, well, my headaches are so bad, there isn't anything natural that's going to help either stop the headache or overcome it once I have it. And I say, when we find the right substance for you, when we go through your blood work and evaluate the potential causes for inflammation, for blood vessel dysfunction, for hormone dysfunction, any of those different approaches, people will be absolutely amazed. Certainly what we can do is go through dietary habits, because there are certain foods that a whole class of foods that if people are using these foods on a regular basis, they might not even have connected the occurrence of their headaches with consuming these different types of foods. But one of the things that I want to go through are the treatments that unfortunately people might be subjected to when they're visiting their physician for some kind of answer to the suffering that they're dealing with. And Depakote, the pharmaceutical Depakote, is one of the more common recommendations. And I saw someone in the office last week at Save-A-Lot, and they told me that they had been given a prescription for Depakote. And it was amazing to me that the type of symptoms that they had described to their doctor, and then the outcome was a prescription for Depakote. Depakote is certainly a very serious drug and is meant to control seizures primarily. So it seems when you're looking for an answer to a headache, possibly that recommendation might not necessarily be the first step you would go to eliminate your headaches. The side effects associated with Depakote are I'm going to say, as uncomfortable as the actual experience of having a headache. Dizziness. So what's a horrible situation that you're dealing with? You have a headache and now you're dizzy. Nausea. So often there is nauseousness associated with a headache, and certainly that's a common combination, pounding head and nausea for migraine sufferers. It reduces your appetite, and, you know, for some people that might be a good thing, but for others, possibly not, and it does make you drowsy. So, important to evaluate the risk-benefit when a certain pharmaceutical is offered to you. Verapamil, which is typically used to address blood pressure issues, and again, blood pressure and headaches, that does go along together. Very often when your blood pressure is very high, the symptom will be as an extreme headache. But once again, verapamil side effects, they are unpleasant when you're already dealing with a pounding headache. You could be dizzy. You could be dealing with edema where you're retaining fluid. You would have swelling. Your vision may be affected. So many different situations that are unpleasant added on to your headache. Prednisone is one of the more common recommendations for headaches as well. So if there's any kind of association with how your immune system is overactive and a contributing factor to the headache, prednisone might be working for you, but it's going to make you drowsy. It's going to make you, or it has a possibility to make you drowsy. It is has the possibility of creating agitation. Once again, not something that you want to be dealing with in addition to your headache. Then, this was amazing to me in doing the research to put together recommendations for people who are dealing with headaches. Sometimes if the headaches are chronic and none of the suggestions have been helpful and still the headaches are so intense they interfere with function, the suggestion may be made to do surgery that will block the trigeminal nerve. Boy, oh boy, does that sound to me a situation, let's say, of overkill? Surgical approach, and maybe it isn't the trigeminal nerve that is inflamed and agitated, and possibly here you're doing an extreme approach, surgical approach, and at the end of it, if it's food that's causing your headaches, if there are specific mineral and vitamin deficiencies, that could happen, vitamin mineral deficiencies. So before you go to a pharmaceutical that has extreme possibility of side effects, let's talk about different ways where you can minimize the possibility that you will be continually suffering with a headache. Just going back to medications for a moment, there is some information. I'm not going to expound upon it right now, but there is a great deal of information out there talking about what statin drugs do to our brains. They starve our brains, keeping in mind that some of the essential fatty acids are so beneficial to overcoming inflammation, and statins may be blocking the ability of those essential fatty acids from doing their nourishing work. So if you're taking a statin drug, it's a possibility that the statin could be a contributing factor to your headaches. So what are you going to do for the immediate now to give yourself a little bit of relief? It is known that blood vessel spasms, either delivering too much blood to your brain or impeding blood flow to the brain, those spasms can be a precipitating factor with regard to your headache. So an ice pack. And so the ice pack could be on top of your head. It could be at the back of your neck. It could be over your forehead. It could be at your temple. So sometimes that ice pack has the ability to stop the blood vessel spasms and rebalance blood flow to the brain and interrupt that whole picture of your headache, the pounding headache. Here's something that has, I'm offering you the good and the bad. Caffeine. Taking caffeine when you get the first clue that a headache is coming on, sometimes that is enough to, once again, alter blood flow to the brain and stop the progression toward a headache. So you can possibly just have a few sips of very strong coffee. And then I said, here's the good and the bad. Sometimes people who are sensitive to caffeine, they're the very ones that having a little bit of caffeine, having a cup of coffee on a regular basis in the morning is the contributing factor to their developing a headache. Maybe if you are someone who has a headache because you're sleep deprived, maybe a cat nap. A very, very short nap where you close your eyes, possibly if you're lucky enough to get into a dark room, that has the capacity to stop the progression of a headache before it becomes incapacitating. We know that there are so many different foods that can contribute to a headache. We know that sometimes if you're someone who's prone to sinus headaches, that if you get a cold, that cold can linger and linger and linger. And while that cold and inflammation in your upper respiratory system is hanging around, you are much more prone to headaches. And what do you know? Zinc. Maintaining a proper level of zinc in your body has the capacity, along with the vitamin D, to so support your immune system that the colds don't linger and you're not so vulnerable to the sinus headaches. You are tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I am here at the WNN studios here in Boca Raton. Mr. Al Foreman is with me. He is at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. You want to find us in Margate? You haven't been able to get to the Save-A-Lot location? You can put Penn Dutch Margate in your GPS. You'll come right to the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza and find Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. We'll be right back after these messages.
Looking for quality groceries at great discount prices? Look no more. You can find the brands you know at the very best prices at Save-A-Lot, and always at the best prices. EDLP prices, everyday low prices. I said everyday low prices. That's right. EDLP everyday low prices. Come in. See for yourself. See the great selection and be amazed at the prices. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate. Go to SaveALotNutritionCenters.com. That's SaveALotNutritionCenters.com.
Come to my office at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. I can evaluate your blood work to determine the beneficial activity of your supplements. For comprehensive testing information and personalized recommendations, speak with me, Janet Cimarelli, and get the guidance needed to achieve meaningful results for your personal health issues. 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is located at 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center in Margate.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a beautiful Monday here, the 26th of June. As a reminder, this coming Friday will be the last day that you can take advantage of the additional 10% off the everyday low prices here at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. And the day after July 1st, you definitely want to put on your calendar and make sure you make an appearance here from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We have over 50 different vendors that will be here giving away samples, literature, coupons, and a whole host of taste testings that will be going on the entire day. Plus, you'll be entered to win a great many raffle prizes that will be going. The grand prize, of course, is the Fitbit, which has been donated by the Solgar Company. And the grand prize winner will be notified as long as you put your name and phone number on the back of the entry ticket that you fill out and drop into the ballot box. So keep that in mind. You don't have to be present to win any of the fine prizes that we'll be giving away this coming Saturday. And with that said, Jenna, I know you brought up the point of caffeine and helping people with migraines or headaches. And I know that it's been many studies based upon the benefits of using caffeine. Do you have a personal opinion about that?
I talk to so many people who are sensitive to caffeine, so they should not be using that. They shouldn't be using caffeinated beverages because of the sensitivity that they have, which could be a rise in blood pressure, heart palpitations. They just don't feel well. But for someone to recognize the signs of a headache coming on, as I said, several sips of very strong coffee can sometimes short circuit that path to developing a headache.
That's good to know. I'm sure that that would apply for men as well, wouldn't it?
Absolutely. Anybody who is prone to headaches, if they recognize the signs that a headache is coming on, that few sips of strong coffee can short-circuit it. Al, if you would, go through the list of the products again that you have pulled from the inventory for people who are dealing with headaches.
All right, it'll be my pleasure. We have the Curemin product called Headache Relief, which does have caffeine in it, and that's by Terry Naturally or Europharma. Then we have the Migran X by Biotics, Forces of Nature Migraine Pain Management, which is a homeopathic remedy. We have the Nordic Naturals DHA Extra, Life Extension Migra Ease, Source Natural Ultramag, Source Natural Magnesium Serene, the Health in the Sun MigraStick Roll-On, Solaray's Feverfew, and Solaray's Butterbur.
So a very comprehensive array of choices. And keep in mind, sometimes it's not always easy to zero in on exactly the cause of an individual's susceptibility to dealing with headaches. However, with a conversation about diet and so on, very often you can come to a conclusion about what is the best way to help that person. Okay, well, during the break, I was made aware of another classification of headaches that I had not mentioned. And what I'm talking about, headaches that are, that come on with weather changes. And so is there a supplement that you can use to address those weather change headaches? And I have a couple of ideas, not necessarily related to supplements, but certainly related to health and understanding the cause of the headache. First of all, if someone has the situation where changes in weather, fronts coming through, certain types of stormy weather, make sure that you have a barometer in your home or some way to get a reading on the barometric pressure, because when that pressure drops very, very low, most of the time that would be the sign the barometer is dropping and you are more at risk. You're vulnerable to a headache developing. What are you going to do about it? Start drinking water. The more you hydrate, the less likely that barometric pressure change will result in a headache. So some of the, we talked about caffeine, but some of the foods that are typically associated with creating headaches for people, chocolate. There are so many people who say, oh, I absolutely love chocolate, but I know I absolutely cannot have chocolate. As soon as I deal with any amount of chocolate, a headache is the result. MSG, okay, that Chinese restaurant headache. And MSG, which can be found in processed foods, and it might not necessarily say monosodium glutamate. It might not necessarily say MSG. It might say natural flavors. Pretty tricky. Natural flavors, well, the MSG comes from soy, so yes, indeed, it is natural, but we have extracted and manipulated this molecule from soy to such an extreme extent that it has an allergic effect, let's say, on many people. So be really careful about your exposure to MSG. Tyramines. Okay, so where might you find tyramines? In certain aged cheeses. So one of my recommendations for using cheese is to make sure that you have traditionally aged cheese. Why do I suggest that? The probiotic content in that aged cheese. But for certain people who are sensitive to tyramines in food, certain aged cheeses can be a problem. If you want to use high quality cheeses, I would go to the organic cheeses and things like mozzarella, the some of the lighter types, soft cheeses, would not be so high in tyramine, so they would be safe to use. Cured meat. So if you're wanting a salami sandwich, as an example, the salami, a cured meat, can have a high level of tyramines that for sensitive people can trigger a headache. Red wine. Certain odors can trigger a headache. High altitudes, altitude sickness, you can, we don't have to worry about that here in Florida, right here at sea level, 15 feet above sea level. Okay, but people when they travel could be an issue. Red wine, sometimes red wine triggers headaches in sensitive people, and we can talk about the sulfite content. Sometimes that sulfite content can be a contributing factor. What is a person to do? So many different things. Now, Al mentioned Ultramag, magnesium serine. There is also Calm powder that is so very well able to be dosed just according to the individual's need. You could maybe start with a quarter teaspoon in water that you're drinking over the course of the day. Maybe maybe you're an individual who needs to go to the level of 2 or 3 teaspoons. But the water is a very good suggestion. Keeping your blood flowing. The water acts to a certain extent as an anti-inflammatory, as does the magnesium. Then when you want to address in a more comprehensive way. There is research showing the combination of magnesium and B6 has a demonstrable effect on our brain chemistry. So magnesium combined with B6. When you're using a specific B for an outcome in addressing a health issue, you certainly want to be having the entire B complex as the foundation. So if you want to use that combination magnesium and B6 on a regular basis to see if that is working well for you as a preventive to developing a headache, I would also suggest a B complex. You might think about a liquid B complex, and my reasoning for suggesting a little bit extra B complex in addition to the B complex that might be in your multivitamin, the liquid B complex, and you don't necessarily have to take the full dose that's recommended on the label, because I'm suggesting you add a little bit of that B complex to a little bit of water and hold it in your mouth for a few minutes, well, not a few minutes, let's say 30 to 60 seconds. You're going to have the ability to absorb those B vitamins through the mucous membranes in your mouth, all those tiny blood vessels that line the tissue of your mouth, absorbing the B complex right into your bloodstream. And then the B6 dose and the magnesium dose that you're taking have the possibility of working a little bit better. And there has even been some research showing that B2 can be helpful. So riboflavin, if you're someone who suffers with headaches, there are different tests that you can take, blood tests that you can take, and I will mention SpectraCell micronutrient test. That SpectraCell micronutrient test will give you the precise information on your status with the individual B vitamins, with the minerals, so you get an insight into your zinc status, certainly your vitamin D status, but you might find that there are some trace minerals that are lacking. And one of the trace minerals that we also have available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is lithium. Lithium can also be a savior, so to speak. By supporting your lithium status, you have the potential to minimize the frequency, possibility, and possibly also the occurrence, the chronic situation of a headache. But before you would want to go to lithium, what you would want to do is that micronutrient test to evaluate your lithium status. So many more things, and I will give you an insight on how to use those things after these messages. You're tuned to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Mr. Al Foreman, who is speaking to us at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center in Margate, 754-307-1655. 754-307-1655. We'll be right back. Have you decided to follow a gluten-free lifestyle? So many have found that living gluten-free is helpful in reducing gastrointestinal problems, allergic reactions, headaches, joint and muscle pain, and also for shedding those extra pounds. For a selection of gluten-free products at awesome prices, come shop today at Save-A-Lot. Shop today for your gluten-free pasta, your cereals, cookies, baking mixes, and more. Find them all at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, 754-307-1655.
The knowledgeable team at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center is partnering with Janet Cimarelli to give you the information and knowledge you need to better manage your health. Janet is a leading licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet's counseling services are now available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. At the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, Janet can work with you to change your diet and change your life. Janet has over 25 years of clinical experience helping people to overcome and manage illness. Let her help you get on the path of better health. Call today for convenient times to meet with Janet Cimarelli. Call 754-307-1655. That's 754-307-1655. And make sure to listen to Janet and Mr. Al Foreman Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m. right here on WNN. Great service, great prices, save a lot.
Hey everybody, this is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Monday. Janet will be available today from 2 to 5. So if you have any health concerns, health challenges, if you'd like her to review some of the blood work that you may have just recently gotten back from your doctor, please feel free to stop in today from 2 to 5 so she can help you determine what it is that you are in need of. The products we've been talking about, Janet, or the different areas of products having to do with migraines and headaches, speaking from experience, my wife, Paula, does get occasional migraines or headaches, as does a couple of my daughter-in-laws. And they happen to like the MigraStick. It's a very convenient item. It's carried in the purse, and it just enables them to just roll it on in the area of the side of the forehead to determine which area is in most need of it. And it only takes a few minutes until there's relief. This is not to say that the situation is forever taken care of. Not going to happen. But when you're under pressure and you have this little headache or migraine that you're trying to help ease, MigraStick is a great vehicle to use because it can give you relief within several minutes. With that said, I'm going to turn it back to you, Janet, because we only have a little bit of time left.
And thank you, Al. I'm going to support what you just had to say about the MigraStick because there's a family member that I have gotten the MigraStick for, and she absolutely loves it, won't be without it. You mentioned also Nordic Naturals DHA. I'm going to throw in there Wiley's Peak EPA. And so the DHA is going to have a supportive beneficial effect on brain chemistry. The EPA is very helpful at reducing inflammation. So that combination is excellent, excellent, excellent. Carlson also has one called Med Omega, which is one of my favorites, and it's a liquid with a lemon flavor, does wonders for brain chemistry and for circulation, reducing inflammation, and a great way to minimize the possibility that you suffer with a headache. Feverfew, we have information on Feverfew. This was based on a study done in the 1980s that Feverfew taken on a daily basis over time actually works as a preventive. So you might not necessarily see the effect in a week or 2 weeks, but taken over an extended period of time, I'm going to tell people give it at least 3 to 6 weeks of using it on a daily basis to make an evaluation if it's successful for you at preventing your headaches. Ashwagandha. When we're talking about stress and tension headaches, ashwagandha is a beautiful Ayurvedic approach to balance the nervous system. And it's interesting because in Ayurvedic medicine, when you have attention to balance in your life, the possibility of unpleasant symptoms is minimized. So you might want to think about ashwagandha to minimize the physical aspects of stress. So what stress does to your nervous system, what it does to your blood chemistry, what it does to your hormones. Ashwagandha can help to neutralize all of that. And we talked about that MigraStick. Come in to Save a Lot Nutrition Center because the array of essential oils like lavender, like clove, like, let's see, cinnamon, thyme, rosemary. When you take rosemary and you inhale the essential oil of rosemary, it just progresses right past the blood-brain barrier. You're not ingesting it, so you're inhaling it. It can have an absolutely dramatic effect on how your brain is responding to stress or responding to a drop in blood sugar. And you can do a great deal to short circuit the progression of a headache, to shorten the duration, to actually minimize the possibility that you might experience a headache on any given day. Lavender. Okay, so the MigraStick, that has different essential oils, and you're massaging that into your, or you're rolling that on your temples. But what you can do is choose some lavender, you can choose some peppermint, and massage that into the soles of your feet. Number of years ago, I had an extremely sensitive individual who was not able to swallow anything, would have a digestive response to certain of the supplements that I thought would be beneficial for her health challenges. And ultimately, what we decided on were different liquid herbal formulations and different essential oils, and I would have them, have her apply them to the palms of her hands and the soles of her feet, and you would be astonished at how incredibly effective using those substances in a liquid form being massaged into the soles of the feet and the palms of the hands. And in the case of headaches, massaging the essential oils into the temples, awesome, awesome, awesome. Ginger. So many times there are inflammatory situations going on, and one of the ways to minimize that blossoming of inflammation that results in a headache, ginger. Now, you could use ginger tea. You can use a ginger supplement. So many different ways to ingest the ginger, and that can have a systemic benefit with regard to reducing inflammation. When you combine the Terry Curamin with ginger tea, you should see a dramatic impact on your headache. There's even some information on green tea. Well, we know that the antioxidant benefit associated with using green tea on a regular basis minimizes the potential for a variety of different types of damage. Those different types of damage would be caused by free radicals, which would result in inflammation. So doing the green tea, possibly a few little bits of ginger. You could slice very thin slices of fresh ginger and put that in the bottom of your green tea cup, or if you're brewing a whole pot, just a few slices in the pot of tea. If you like a little sweetness, you can use that crystallized ginger, one of those pieces in a cup of green tea, and you have the benefit of the antioxidant capacity in the green tea and the anti-inflammatory benefit of the ginger. Warm water with lemon juice. Now, that's something that I recommend all the time for people balancing their acid alkaline chemistry. And I usually suggest it first thing in the morning. But there is also some information that warm water and lemon juice has a beneficial effect on shortening the duration of a headache. As I mentioned, the thyme and rosemary essential oils that you inhale them, awesome stuff. Remember, you want acid alkaline balance, bicarbonate of soda in water, apple cider vinegar and honey in water, lemon juice in water. And I talked fast enough, and I think I covered pretty much everything, and we are out of time here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I've been speaking with Mr. Al Foreman, who is now, as we speak, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. And I'll be there from 2 to 5. So come on in. We'll talk about your headaches. We'll talk about whatever your health challenge might be. And we will be back tomorrow at 10 with more on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.